This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. In addition to those details on productivity of workers from the BLS this morning, we also learned about the cost of those workers. Wages and benefits aren't growing nearly as fast as a couple of years ago, so labor costs barely budged in the last quarter. And 2023 overall saw the slowest rate of labor cost growth of the past 3 years. So could that mean inflation might slow down too? Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
A couple years ago, as the economy emerged from pandemic shutdowns, the labor market was pretty wild.
We had this sort of high-velocity, high-churn economy.
Skanda Amarnath heads the research group Employ America. In 2021 and 2022, there was a ton of hiring going on, but not enough workers to fill all the open positions. When this kind of thing happens, he says,
employers probably have higher search costs, in which there is more of a need to increase wages to protect against turnover.
But a lot of turnover happened anyway, as workers job hopped, drawn in by higher salaries and better benefits. People feared that this could drive up inflation in the long term. That shifted in 2023, says Nicole Smith at Georgetown University. Now more people are back in the job market, so businesses don't have to court them as aggressively, and fewer workers are quitting.
They're able to keep the talent that they've cultivated for a longer period of time and continue to increase productivity with that talent pool.
And she says while wages are growing more slowly now, they're not falling either. And those fears that rising wages would lead to long-term inflation, the slowdown in labor costs shows that didn't pan out, says Aaron Terrazas, chief economist at Glassdoor.
It was short-term shock associated with a momentarily tight labor market in 2020, 2021, and 2022 that was associated with kind of a lot of demand in the economy that passed.
This year, the labor market could continue to cool, he says, but since the unemployment rate is historically low right now, the economy can probably handle it, and it could keep easing inflation. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.